Chapter 2. Ice. The long summer was over. For ages, a tropical climate had prevailed over a great part of the earth, and animals whose home is now beneath the equator roamed over the world from the far south to the very borders of the Arctics. But their reign was over. A sudden, intense winter, that was also to last for ages, fell upon our globe. Louis Agassiz, On the Coming of the Ice Age, 1866. In 1837, Louis Agassiz, a Swiss naturalist, borrowed the expression Eiszeit, Ice Age, from a friend, and gave the near landscape of geologic time a romantic cast that still infuses it. As more discoveries poured in, it appeared that the Pleistocene had opened with a fanfare of cold that spawned a hellish brood of ice sheets, dune deserts, and swollen lakes. The consequences, as Agassiz exulted with melancholy fervor, were severe. The appearance of this great cover of ice must have brought with it the extinction of all organic life on the surface of the globe, he gushed. To the movement of a powerful creation succeeded the silence of death. Ice age collapses into a simplistic phrase the complex character of a glacial epoch that was not a singular event, a frozen Noachian flood, but a jostling of earth, water, air, and life. It was a vast syncopation of geologic, atmospheric, oceanic, and biotic rhythms. The ice, and all the aftershocks of an ice inundation, appeared and vanished. Tidal flows of climate waxed and waned to longer mixed beats that pumped, stored, and realigned planetary waters on a vast scale and rewired the circulation of the atmosphere. Collectively, these pulses sent the living world into a fast march, demanding that species readjust not only to the reorganized ensemble of land, sea, and air, but to one another, to all those other organisms now crowding together or unleashed over newly defined landscapes or joined in common transit. It is not possible to isolate a solitary cause, a primary driver from which all the other effects flow like a steam engine, powering gears and pulleys, each in a necessary sequence, since every twist and tweak affected all the others. Each bout of glaciation, broadly recognized, reset the starting conditions for the next.